Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is picking people who bring out the best in us. Ah, yes, that's a nice thought. People that bring out the best in us. What's that mean?
Good morning, Chas. It means that we are allowed to be a little picky about who we let into our circle, right?
Yeah.
Like, there was a time when I would just let anybody in. Anybody. Myself up. To get hurt in so many in different ways, and I would also invite the neediest people in, and needy people that want you to fix them and become dependent on you. No, run for the hills. I'm telling you, because as soon as you get tired of doing it and realize that they're addicted to having somebody carry them, and carrying them becomes so heavy that you have to let go. When you let go, they are going to be pissed. Doesn't matter how many years you gave to them. It won't matter. It won't count. The moment you don't give them what they want, they will turn on you. And most of the time, not every time, but a lot of times. So I've learned a lot of hard lessons about and selecting, you know, what I was drawn to before and what my needs are today. And my needs are today are very different. I am selective. And, what is that saying? I smaller, that more intimate. Yeah, that's how I feel. It's, you know, I don't need a lot of people in my life. I just need people that I trust, that have my back at the end of the day. And, you know, it's not that I don't help people. I still help people, but also that person is putting in effort on their end too. So it doesn't feel heavy at all. It feels, you know, actually quite joyful.
It needs to be reciprocated.
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of people around, but I can say that I wasn't picky about the people I did choose. Like, I wasn't surrounded by a lot of people, but I just picked whoever to just, and I guess I picked people that wanted to treat me like the special one, but they were needy in their own way too. Like, we were both needy. Like, I don't know.
Their neediness was more obvious, though. You hid yours, right?
It was more obvious, but and I'm meeting that part of myself. Part of myself right now.
Now you can see it. Like, there I was all that time.
I see why I hid it. It's a shameful. I'm ashamed of that part of myself. I've probably prided myself on not being needy, and I know that I've asked you, you know, if I'm needy too. Like, I feel like I'm stalking you if I call you, you know, more than twice in a day. Not today, with you, it's okay. It's changed. I'm more comfortable there. But, so I picked people that looked needier than me, but they were just as needy. And you're right. When it changed and I didn't make them, you know, do the chase anymore, gone.
Yep, they disappear. On to the next one.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Chase. Yeah, interesting like how things turn though. Because today I can initiate with people. I can reach out and be vulnerable and reach out. That was a scary place for me at one time. It's like I didn't want to let people know I cared too much when I care a lot. I care a lot about people.
Right.
So, today, still working on the man one. We aren't going to go there today, but I'll say with the women, I'll say with the women, in my life, they're cheerleaders. I don't feel like, they're jealous. Like that's been a thing too. Tiptoeing around people's, insecurity, and probably my own too. But yeah, just people that speak my language, that can have those deep talks and can be honest and with the, about their feelings, and just, yeah, that's what's important to me today. I know, well, I know they have my back.
Yes. Well, I think you should go to the man thing today, because that is the topic. Yeah. People who bring out the best in you.
Okay.
Do the men that you've been selecting bring out the best in you? The best in you. Not the neediness. The best in you.
No, I've never picked a man that's brought out the best in me. I never have.
Yeah. So you don't even know what that looks like, right? And what male role model did you have?
Well, a very unhealthy one. And a very unhealthy one.
Yeah. So you had no role models to even know what a healthy man or a healthy relationship with a man would even look like, right?
Yeah, no. My role with a man has been I'll do whatever. I just have gone along with whatever. I won't do that today. I mean, the last relationship showed me that I won't do that, but there is still a desperate part of me that wants to choose that.
Yeah.
So.
That's all we know. We fall back on. That's all we know. And we like the feeling. We like parts of it. We like the feeling, the high, the giddiness, the chase. You know, it seems like you liked being chased before, and now you like chasing.
What the heck happened? I never seen this part of myself. It's wild.
Think it's a real part of yourself that you've hidden. As long as you pick people that chased, you didn't have to put any effort in. But now that you're picking people that are standing back and you're chasing them, you're the one having to do the work.
I know.
And they're letting you.
Have changed.
Yes. It's still all part of you, Chas. It's all been part of you. It's just now your neediness is exposed. So you can really see it, right? You can see it.
It's a part of me that I'm embarrassed about. It brings up shame.
Yeah, but talking about it is how you heal shame, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not even just the man. There's other women in my life too that I'm the initiator. Like I am the one that reaches out there. So,
but not from a desperate place.
From a desperate place.
From genuinely wanting to make a connection with them. That is completely different than being obsessed and addicted.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not the same feeling, is it?
No, it's not. Those like you ever asked
have feeling with these women that you reach out to, do you ever have that feeling of being addicted?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so it's not the same. You can't compare it.
No, it is different. Mm-hmm. Yep, so, yeah. Bringing out the best in me. No, I don't know what that looks like for a man. I do know what it looks like for a woman today. Not a man, but to be continued.
Yep.
I guess that would be... someone that lets me be myself and sees me, and I don't have to question everything I say, thinking about if I've offended them or just by being honest, you know? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about that so much with the women in my life. I'm pretty honest.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Pretty honest about my feelings.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody bringing out the best in you also wants the best for you. They want you to shine.
Mm-hmm.
They're your, I always tell you, I feel like your biggest fan. I always have with your artwork and just, I want that for you. I want you to heal. I want that for you.
And the same for me. Yep. Yeah. Want that for you.
So... I guess as the more we heal, the more our needs change there. We don't come from that wounded little girl place, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, what's your word today?
Well, I didn't share yet.
Oh, you didn't?
No. No, because I, as you were sharing, I was thinking about what came to my mind of picking people is I think about my partner, and, you know, I know that he has been the right person for me all these years, 24 years, I don't know. I know he's been the right person because he has challenged me deeply to do a lot of healing work. But I have to be honest with myself about this. I would never choose this again. It's been hard. It's been extremely, extremely hard. I live with a man who is the most stubborn person I have ever met. And so any changes that have happened have come with a fight with him. He does not accept change. He hates change. Go visit his office. It's like 50 years old. Nothing's ever changed. Same carpet, same paneling on the wall, fake paneling. Nothing's changed. The picture's on the wall. There's no picture left. It's faded. No one's ever replaced him. He does not like change. And the fact that he lives with somebody that creates change all the time. Yeah, it's been deeply challenging for him and deeply challenging for me to stick to my guns. There are certain things I don't need to, you know, I can be okay with. But there's certain things that I have needed from him to change, for him to change. And he has, but it has come with kicking, stomping, carrying on, threatening. Like, it's just not been an easy road. When I look back, it's like everything has been a fight. And not like necessarily like we're fighting. It's just that he is so resistant. He's very stubborn, very, very stubborn. So if I were ever to date again, ever, I will never pick this again, because the energy that I have put into this relationship has helped me grow so much. But moving forward, I never want to put this much energy into any relationship again. I think I've told you that the other day with friends. I am not going to pick another friend who I have to teach how to be a friend.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm going to pick women that already know how to be a good friend. If they're loyal and kind, trustworthy, those are the women I'm going to pick. But, you know, I always seem to pick the ones that I had to try to teach. And obviously with my partner too, I picked a man who So no, going forward, I would not choose any of that again. I would pick people who already have the qualities that I like. I don't want to change anybody. I don't want to train anybody. I don't want to do all that anymore. It either works or it doesn't work, you know. So that's completely changed for me. I think that, you know, feeling like you have some sort of control. It's not really control. That's the wrong word. Feeling like you are, you know, helping that person, training. That's not the right word either. Just showing people a better way. And teaching them how to do things in a better way. I love, but not in my friendships. not for the basic stuff. For other stuff, deeper stuff, you know, you always come to me with questions. And so do, you know, some of the other women. And that's fine. I love that. But I'm talking about those basic qualities that we need in a person. I'm just never going to choose that again. It's been too much work. Too much work. And I've learned a whole lot and I've grown a whole lot, but I do not have any desire to do it, repeat it again. So, yes, it's been a road.
Yeah,
it's been a road, but now I'm very clear about what my needs are. And I think before I wasn't clear about my needs. I think, you know, I still focused on other people's needs more than my own. But so anyway, that's what I wanted to say about that is and people that encourage us, like you said, being a fan, you know, I too am a fan of the women in my life, always going to be the encourager, you know, lift women up. Yeah, I don't believe in gossip. I don't put people down. I don't believe in all that stuff. I believe in lifting each other up and, yeah. And encouraging each other to shine, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, I know that there's sometimes people are competitiveness and there's jealousy and all that stuff. But, you know, hopefully that you're like, we've had to have those conversations. And those are good conversations to have, honest conversations when something feels, you know, it brings up feelings. It's okay. It's part of being a human being. But talking about it rather than denying it, you know, is a healthy way to deal with it.
Because we all. Or acting it out.
Yes, or acting. Oh, yeah. I've had people act their jealousy out with me. It's, my sister is the biggest example that I'm sure I'll ever see. And I ignored it for 60 years, which is insane when I look back now. I kept giving her a hall pass, and I'll never do that again. So, yeah. My word today, yesterday was a bit of a rough day, so I'm going to go for... I didn't get my peace and quiet yesterday. I'm going to go for it again today. Peace and quiet. Yeah. How about you?
Freedom.
Okay.
Freedom's the way. I want to be free of fear. I want to be free of fear so that I can be myself and can, have those people in my life that want that for me too.
Yep.
That's what I want. Freedom for me, freedom for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. And I have off work today. So I already feel a little bit free.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah, this is a good topic today.
Mm-hmm.
An uplifting one.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for being here this morning and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!